we know exactly what Daniel Jones is. And we saw him at his best in 2022, and he didn't even throw that many touchdown passes. He was good, and then he played the game of his life against a defense that was absolutely atrocious in the Minnesota Vikings that playoff year. We know what he is. If the Giants are going to win, they're going to have to win with his limitations. One thing I cannot do is every single week talk about what Daniel Jones didn't do. You know exactly, like, you know exactly what you're going to get from this guy almost every single week. And they still had opportunities. And last night, it was not all his fault. There were drop passes, and they couldn't run the ball. Is that all his fault? No, it's not. So, and he wasn't even given an opportunity down there, as we talked about many times, to convert that fourth and goal. So I can't every single week be slamming this guy. I've seen him. We've all seen him. And it's probably going to be over at the end of this year. Actually, it is going to be over at the end of this year. I can't see a scenario where he's coming back. And then it's just, where are the Giants in the draft to be able to draft a guy that they want? Are they going to be able to trade up? Is there somebody that shakes loose via a trade or free agency? I mean, and Joe Shane, none of us know that.
Well, the real interesting thing is going to be, how are they going to finish? Where are they going to find themselves in the draft? And who's going to be making that pick?
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're headed.
I feel like this is where we've been the last 6 or 7 years with the Giants.
Yep.
Three different general managers.
If you think about it.
Four different coaches.
Well, since really I started here at WFAN, it's been like this revolving door situation. You know, from, you know, the Gettleman and Shermer and Joe Judge and McAdoo and... obviously now Brian Daboll, and previous to that, Joe Judge. I mean, it's been really, really, really bad. And you said something in the break to me. You read some Giants stat of futility, and you said, "Isn't that amazing?" And I said, "You know, there's nothing amazing about the Giants' futility that you could read me, because that's who they are. They have stunk for so long." There is not a negative Giants stat that you could read me that I'd be surprised about. But like, really? They've been that bad? No, I've lived it. We've lived it. And here we are again. And you know what really sucks about this year? Is they should have beat the Commanders and they should have beat the Cowboys. So I don't know if that makes it better or worse. But they didn't. And now they're 1-3 and they're probably going to be like 1-5.
All I can hope for is that, like, going into this game, I felt like both teams had the enormous amount of pressure to win the football game. That both of these teams had a win, and that the loser was going to be picking up quite a lot of pieces. And I think that's where we are this morning with the Giants. However, I will say, 6 weeks from now, depending on what happens and how the Giants do, we may be singing a completely different tune. But in this morning, this day, after losing to that team, it is a misery Friday for the Giant fan.
Yeah, I mean, so do you think they're going to go out to Seattle and beat a team that's undefeated?
Yeah, but you take a look at who Seattle has beaten. They have not beat anybody any good.
Well, are the Giants? Also a team that
sticks. I understand, but I think the Giants will be one of the better teams that they play, believe it or not. Seattle's had a cakewalk the first 3 weeks of the season, and they've taken advantage of it. I'm not saying that they're not they're a good team. They're 3-0. As you know, the great Bill Parcells once said, your record is what, you know, tells you what you are, whatever the hell he said. But the point being is that they have played nobody. They played a rookie quarterback in his first start. They went to the Patriots, barely beat them. We saw how bad they were. And then they played
the Dolphins
with no quarterback. So they caught a break. That's why they're 3-0.
Okay. Still got to go out to Seattle. So maybe
go out in Seattle and go beat them.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you went to freaking Cleveland. Nobody thought you were going to beat them.
Not true.
That was one of the games.
We both picked the Giants.
We
all three of us did.
Because we had the points.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not like we were shocked by it. And the Browns, you know, the Browns stink. Deshaun Watson's terrible.
Does not like to play at home in front of his home fans.
Yeah, so the point was that we kind of thought there was a chance that they could win that game.
And I believe there will be a chance that they can win the Seattle game, 100%.